Stuart Linnell on BBC Radio Northampton. BBC Radio
Northampton. Now, let's talk about working from home, because I don't know whether you knew it, but it's work from home week right now. And there's new research into the benefits of working from home. People working remotely, can they do so? Have they got the equipment to do so? Does the organisation they work for assist them in doing that? Florian Malachy is from Sonic Wall and joins me on the line now. Hello, Florian.
Hey, good morning, Stuart.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. So, in this part of the world, do you detect any current home working trends you can tell us about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we look at the Northamptonshire area, there's a recent research that was done on the behalf of Sonic Wall that shows that 80,000 employees actually working from home, which is an impressive number. And if we look at the overall national statistics, there are about 7.5 million employees working from home today. And obviously, because of the technology, because of the consumerization of IT devices, you know, that number will go up in the coming years.
So the numbers again in Northamptonshire, how many did you say?
About 80,000 employees.
80,000 yes. People in Northamptonshire work from home on a regular basis.
Exactly.
So why is it becoming more popular to do that?
Well, I mean, home working is becoming more and more popular because there are definitely some clear benefits for employees and employers. And if we look at the employees' benefits, if you look at the traveling costs, obviously if you are working from home, you know, you will save, you know, probably up to, I don't know, £1,300 a year on your fuel bills. But as well, for parents or, you know, mother bringing up their children, you know, if they can work from home, then they can save up on the nursery or childcare costs, which would equate to about £6,000 a year. So obviously you've got some great benefits in terms of saving money by working from home. But as well, you know, employees that work from home tend to be much more productive. A research showed that, you know, if you're working from home, you're most likely to be 20% more productive as if you were working from the office.
Why is that? Because you'd think if you're working from home, you've got more distractions around. You know, the fridge is around the corner. If you want to snack it, go and get it. If you're looking after children instead of paying for the childcare costs, you've got the possible distraction of the youngsters around you. Why would you be more productive in that situation?
I agree with you, Stuart, but as well, you know, as much as you can have distraction when you're working from home, you have, you know, high level of distraction as well when you're working from the office. You know, you come into the office, you say hello to all your colleagues, maybe have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, the phone is ringing, so you may speak about, you know, the last night game or what's coming up at the weekend. So the level of distraction is much, it's probably as much as working from home or from the office. However, when you're working from home, there's a clear trend of employees being much more self-disciplined. And as well, because you actually have the possibility to organize your own time. So yeah, you may do the school run or you may do, you know, the cooking for dinner or whatsoever, but because you're working from home, then you can finish your work from 10 to 11 or 10 to midnight, whatever is required. That's why we see that employees are more effective when working from home, basically.
So if you want to work from home and your employer says that you can do so, what do you need to do to make sure you can do so effectively?
Yeah, there's two things that, you know, there's two things. Obviously, you know, the employee has to have either a personal PC or, even better, a corporate laptop. And then what the...
So a computer supplied by the company,
yeah,
really.
The computer supplied by the company. And then obviously the employee probably will need a broadband access, being, you know, ADSL or being cable internet, whatever. So these are, I would say, the pre-requirement on the employee side. On the employer side, they have to be careful when it comes down to security. Because obviously, if you are opening up your network to remote workers, you know, you give them access from a remote location, from a remote laptop or remote PC to corporate information, being very confidential information, being very highly sensitive application. Therefore, employers need to put into place, you know, an SSL VPN solution like Sonic Wall does, which basically will give access to specific application or network resources based on who you are and based on the level of security of your laptop or work laptop.
So you've got to be secure when you're working online, and as you said, that's an obvious and very sensible and important requirement. Are there other problems and issues that employers and employees need to address? For example, if you're going to work in your office, the various insurances are automatically in place because you're going to work there and your employer, you hope, has got you covered for everything. Whereas you're working from home, that might not be the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, most of companies who are allowing working from home, they will have like a list of like a contract, so to say, or a list of pre-requirements in terms of what the employers will cover for the employees, whether it's insurance, whether it's, you know, power, like, you know, maybe giving them an allowance per week of X amount of pounds to cover up their electricity bill or to cover up their gas bill. They were probably as well covering up the cost of the internet.
And the phone bill as well, I would guess.
And the phone bill as well. But again, on the phone bill, you know, because of the, you can leverage from the internet and you have, you know, if you look at some voice over IP solution, basically it's the phone through the internet to make it simple. You know, you can basically manage the cost and keep them fairly low, while still controlling the productivity of the employees, indeed.
Indeed. I must confess, the one thing you said that surprises me is the increase in productivity for people working from home, because I would have thought that one of the downsides is the things that you identified, where you arrive for work, you say hello, you have a cup of tea, meet by the water cooler, whatever it is, that's all part of the social interactivity that's important in people's lives.
Yeah, indeed, and that's why, again, you know, it's down to the employees and to employers to find out what's best for them. I mean, it could be, you know what, I will allow you to work from home on Mondays and Fridays, but, you know, I need you to be in the office from Tuesday until
Thursday.
So
you mix it up, yeah.
You can mix it up, yeah. And that's what we see, actually. I mean, unless, you know, there's a very specific case of someone being, you know, living in let's say, in Manchester when the office is in Northampton, then maybe on a case-by-case, the employer will allow that specific employee to be 5 days a week working from home.
Florian, may I ask where you're from?
Yeah, I'm actually from a nice area called Burgundy in France.
Very, very nice. Because I've just been asked to ask if you really do look like David Ginolat.
Oh, no, I'm much more handsome than him.
Florian, thank you for calling. Good to
thank
talk
you
to you. All the very best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to join us on the programme to talk about working from home or David Ginolat or anything else come to that, then you can call the number.
Call Stuart now. 01604 234455. BBC Radio Northampton.